This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Expunge and erase every documentary, every film, every article, every report, every interview. That's why they don't want to just silence InfoWars. They want to silence medical doctors and scientists and members of Congress and leaders who tell the truth. But humanity is rallying against this threat. And now, ladies and gentlemen, is the time to spread the word like never before. I know I get up here and I say, you are the Paul Revere's. But you know what? The evil we're facing is much more wicked and much more diabolical than King George III 260 years ago. These globalists want to dominate and take control of our very genetic code. They want to sterilize us. They want to erase us. They want to destroy our seed. They want hegemonic domination over every life form on the planet. They want to override it in their selfishness. And we can't. Let them do that. So I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, however you can, realize you're a leader. Listening to local radio stations, watching local TV stations, going to newswars.com, going to band.video, and finding the articles and the videos that you think are most important and most informative, and sharing those at the grocery store and at church and to your neighbors and to your friends and saying, hey, here's what's banned. Here's what they don't want you to know about. That's changing the world, and that brings hope into the world. And people that weren't ready to wake up years ago, they're ready to wake up now. That's why the globalists wanted to shut us down all these years. That's why they wanted to silence us all these years. Because they knew that once their system emerged, we would have massive credibility. And so they hope people forget about what we said. They hope they forget about all the warnings. But people aren't forgetting. People are remembering. And remember what Jonathan Gruber said 6 years ago about Obamacare, who he wrote Obamacare. He said, Obama chose me because I came up with the best plan to triple prices and rip everyone off. And I was the most deceptive person. And he said, thank God they don't have memories. Thank God they're so stupid. But you do have memories for baseball or movies or things you like. Well, start focusing on politics and the world and the globalists, not because you like them, but because you want to defeat them and remember what they've done and expose them and celebrate exposing them and celebrate the First Amendment and the free speech that veterans fought and died to defend. Because those veterans and our forebears didn't create those rights, but they fought and bled to enshrine them and to get them openly practiced so that they would become part of our culture. And so that freedom would not pass from the world, and so that we would not be slaves. So I tell you again, exercise these freedoms or lose them forever. And tell everyone you know about the fight for freedom that goes on here, now more important than ever, at InfoWars. We're going to be true until the end. I'm not going to back down. I'm not going to compromise. And I'm asking you not to back down or compromise, because compromising with this, submitting to this, is worse than living death. Now, we're going to come back, and I'm going to do one more segment, and then Dr. Nick Begich is going to take over. And I'm going to get into Elon Musk, who I've been wanting to talk about the last few weeks, but I just can't figure him out. And I've attacked him some, I've supported him some, and I've done a lot of meditating on it and a lot of thinking about it. And I didn't watch Joe Rogan's podcast. I've been too busy yesterday when he came on for a second visit. But I have watched some clips, and there's some new articles on InfoWars.com about it. And so I pretty much already knew this, but now I figured out what's going on. And so I'm going to do my best when we come back to talk about this and then hand the baton to Dr. Nick Begich on the other side of this quick break. Remember, There aren't many outposts of freedom left. But that's because we're telling the truth and we're a threat. But those outposts are now shining brighter than ever.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that you can get high-quality, horrible food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true, because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out, except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. When it got to the point, they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner. They stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Why do I call globalism a post-human world and a form of living death? Because that's how the New World Order mad scientists describe it. Where they take over humanity, they take over the entire planet, all the biospheres, and they overwrite the genetic code of every plant, every animal, every insect, and humans as well. I remember back in the 2000s, 15, 16 years ago, covering DNA vaccines and how it would cause death in the rats, death in the pigs, or bizarre mutations. But most of the time, they would do nothing because the cell is designed to keep foreign RNA or DNA from getting into its nucleus. These vaccines reprogram the cells. They don't go in and teach your body how to recognize a virus and have immunity to it and attack it when it sees it. So you don't have that big autoimmune response when it doesn't know what it is and die. But then it has all those side effects. And now, the article's up on InfoWars.com. Medical elite, think mad scientists out of control with liability protection, rush to create new era of high-risk genetically engineered vaccines. And Bill Gates wants them to be mandatory. And when you read this article, DNA vaccines are intended to penetrate all the way into the cell's nucleus, according to biotech scientists. This is an incredibly difficult task, given our nuclei have evolved to prevent any foreign DNA from entering, think viruses. And it goes into what it did to the lab animals. Read the article. Share it. Now they've got mRNA vaccines and others, and they want liability protection. And Bill Gates tells you it's going to hurt you. But that's okay. It's for the greater good. Ladies and gentlemen, they are coming to depopulate the planet. They are admitting that that's their plan. They're admitting that's their operation. Now, Elon Musk has come out in the past and said he believes in human empowerment. He's come out and said, beware tech billionaires that talk of AI gods, that there's a plan to have a post-human world, and that he doesn't want that. Well, that's because the Bill Joys and the Ray Kurzweils of the world have also spoken of the plan that the elites are going to merge with machines and depopulate the planet or step on us like we're a bug. Illusions of grandeur. Well, now those very tech billionaires are censoring us and controlling our lives and merging with big tech, with big pharma. Now the big tech companies are enforcing the WHO's edicts upon the people of the world that doesn't matter what medical doctors say about coronavirus being hyped up and mainly a hoax. If they say that, they're banned off YouTube when they get 5 million views. And now they live, the Larry Pages and the Sergey Brins with their $70 billion apiece on their giant palatial estates with their helicopters and jets and their mistresses and all their power. And they say that you're obsolete, that you don't have a future. And 200, quote, Hollywood stars, Skeksis, come out and say, well, you're obsolete. You're non-essential, and you don't deserve to have a car or go on a vacation. You shouldn't have children, but they are. Marie Antoinette didn't really say at the start of the French Revolution, let them eat cake. She wasn't even paying attention to the tens of thousands starving to death outside. But that was a metaphor for what she'd done. Well, these people are not just saying, let them eat cake. They're saying, no, you don't get bread and water. They truly are self-destructive, disconnected from reality, and they are summoning their destruction. You can feel the danger and the peril as the third world collapses and dies, and as we sink to third world capacity. One cannot overestimate how dangerous our peril is, not from this virus, but from the fear that they have invoked into our minds. And so I said I liked Elon Musk, and I know some people that work with Elon, and we've had Elon, through his people, reach out before, but it never happened. Just like the Kanye West reached out, then we reached out, and then his security didn't want him to come on the show. And then later you see Kanye talk about InfoWars and Alex Jones, and we didn't make that up. It's not like we need to be recognized by Kanye West or Elon Musk to be important. I just don't say those things just to say them, though. So I wanted to say, okay, Elon went on the Joe Rogan podcast and talked about the dimensions and what the elite are doing, and mirrored what I said, and be like, wow, Elon Musk is like saying what you said. But then he came out and said, oh, we'll put in these kiosks and put microchips in your brain, and everybody's going to get them, and you can't stop it, and the AI is taking over. And I got mad at Elon, but then I started thinking, maybe he's doing reverse psychology, throwing it in our face so we wake up, because when he went on Joe Rogan 2 years ago and exposed the globalists, they raided his company. They attacked it. They talked about criminal indictments. They talked about bankrupting him completely. Soros trying to take his company over. And then he came out and said, I'm for the New World Order. I'm a socialist. AI is going to put chips in your brain. Resistance is futile. Because maybe sometimes we need the image of Jean-Luc Picard stumbling forward, part robot, saying, resistance is futile. You will be assimilated. Resistance is futile. And now that I've talked to folks that know Elon, they say, no, he is for real. And now he's so mad about the lockdown and the rest of it, he's going to go public. I was told this 2 weeks ago. I got several phone calls. Leave Elon alone. He's a good guy. Well, he went on Joe Rogan and said the lockdown's wrong. He went on there and said he sympathizes with anti-globalists. He went on there and attacked the big AI control system. So I think he's a conflicted guy, but I don't think he's evil. But regardless, here's what he had to say for himself yesterday on Joe Rogan.
Yeah, I mean, I hope the future is more fun and interesting, and we should try to make it that way.
I hope it's more fun and interesting, too.
Yeah.
I just hope we don't lose anything along the way.
Yeah, we might lose a little, but hopefully we gain more than we lose.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? Gaining more than we lose. Like, yeah. Something that makes us interesting is that we're so flawed.
It's not for sure. But,
right.
Yeah. You know.
Hmm.
I mean, you look at civilizations through the ages, most of them, they rose and fell.
Yeah.
And I do think, like, the globalization that we have at the sort of, like, the meme sphere there's not enough isolation between countries or regions. It's like if there's a mind virus, that mind virus can infect too much of the world. I actually sort of sympathize with the anti-globalization people because it's like, man, we don't ever want everywhere to be the same, for sure. And then we need some kind of, like, mind viral immunity. So that's a bit concerning.
But that's what globalism is a hive mind, one thought, one control. Nations are firewalls from diseases, from war. They're bulwarks. In case something bad takes over something else, you can block it. Oh, the pure libertarian can say zero state. But an evil people have to have a big government. A good people can have a small government. You got to have one, though, to block the other corrupt state that's going to be coming at you. So he said a lot of other good things in the interview. The full interview is at newswars.com in the article titled Elon Musk Says He Sympathizes with Anti-Globalist Movements. So definitely a positive move. In closing, In closing, it's only your support and your word of mouth that keeps us on the air in the face of the New World Order trying to shut us down. And that threat is very, very real. We've got products that spread the word, that make your life better, that make you more healthy, whether it's T-shirts, water filters, air filters, supplements, you name it, that fund this operation. Without you buying them, we're not here. So I want to thank you for doing your shopping with us while you still can, because if Trump can't turn this around and we can't turn the economy on, we're going to go into a road warrior scenario. But it hasn't happened yet. Stock up. We've got some of the biggest sales in our history going right now. 50 to 60% off across the board. Ultimate Krill Oil back in stock, 50% off. Survival Shield XU back in stock, 50% off. Alexa Pure Breeze, Air Filtration, Ion Filter, $100 off. Unprecedented sale. Supermo Vitality, 35% off. Emirates Essentials, Hand Sanitizers with the Essential Oil, 50% off. InfoWars Life, Protein Bars, 8-Pack Power Stack, that's 60% off. Living Defense, DNA Force, 50% off. Just take advantage of these sales and others because that's how we fund the operation. Plus, these are great products. Dr. Nick Begich takes over on the other side of this break. Please stay with us in the War Room. And then Robert Barnes tonight with American Countdown, 7 p.m.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Nick Begich.
And welcome back. It's good to be here today. You know, about some of the things that Alex was just talking about during the last segment, you know, and thinking about sort of where the globalists would like this to go. And it really takes me back to the beginning of my work, you know, and I go back into my teens, really, when I started thinking about a lot of these things. And that's a pretty long time ago, over 40 years ago, 45 years ago. And, you know, one of the things that just intrigued me was reality creation. You know, how do things really happen, right? And I grew up in a political family, right? So I thought I knew how things really happened, you know, to making things happen. You know, but I never saw limits to what a person could make happen, right? I mean, all you did is do what you do and stuff happens. And because I grew up in that. Isn't that the weirdest thing? And most people think they don't have any power to do anything. And this is the great news. You know, it's like breathing once again. If you don't know it, if you don't know that everybody doesn't do this, you kind of forget, or you don't know, right? You got to remember, not forget. You got to remember. And so, unbeknownst to me, for most of my life, I went around doing things, creating things out of my head into reality, thinking that, oh, everybody does that. Did it everywhere I worked, everything I ever did. Did it usually five or six times a day, all at the same time in a half a dozen different pursuits, right? And I just thought everybody did that because we're all intended to do that. And in a certain way, we do. It's just whether we do it consciously or unconsciously. Directed or undirected, you know, and so when I think about the compilation of my work going back to the teens and sort of what does it mean, you know, and why am I even talking about that today? Well, you know, every so many years, a couple decades, every 20 years, I lay out my plan, and I'm in the middle of that right now for the next 20. You know, I've kind of finished the last, and you guys have all been in it. You'll probably be in the next 20 with me too. But here's what I'm thinking about in all this is the possibility that we can trigger in each other this idea that we can create more constructively and take that away from globalism, which is deconstructs the sovereign soul. You see, because globalism works against the sovereign. See, we have a planet, one world, that's what they say. What they forget is we have 8 billion plus or minus a few hundred million sovereigns. That's you and me and everybody else. Sovereigns, okay, at the fundamental level. And, you know, royalty thought they were the sovereign. They were the chosen few. But no, you're the chosen many. Everybody's in the same boat. And we're all rolling around the planet together thinking we're so important, and we are equally so, fundamentally, opportunistically, remembering even. And here's what globalists take away from each and every one of us, the very essence of what we are in our humanity and creative capacity. I just grew up in it. I thought everybody did it, like breathing. But I have news for you. If you're not doing it consciously, you can. It's called choosing, choice. You know, the fundamental choice. You get to decide. You know, and so it really kind of makes sense to me. And I talk about this stuff on the radio. And I had a few calls because I actually return a few calls a week because I try to. And this week I returned a couple and learned a lot in those calls. And then the other thing I try to do is, I try to trigger activity. And sometimes I do. And then I fall down in it. And I did it this week. I fell down in one of those things. And people who put some effort in, I let them down. And you know what? Everybody has that happen, too. And that's okay. And, you know, here's the thing I would say about all of it that we forget. We're highly critical of ourselves. We all are. You know, I've been down there, spent time with the team, and spent time with Alex. And you know what Alex is always doing? Criticizing himself for not doing enough, right? I mean, come on. Can you believe this? He is so down on himself for not doing enough. I don't do enough. I need to do more. And sometimes, you know, maybe you need to breathe a little bit, and it's okay, because all of us can lift a little bit for each other so the other guy can breathe a little bit. And sometimes keeping 10% for yourself might be a good idea instead of always running at 100%. We do it. We do it. I do it. Cyclically, everybody who's doing anything does it. And then we get caught up in what we're doing, and we do more of it. You know? So here's what I want to say about that in terms of reality creation again. Is, you know, everybody knows compound interest and everybody budgets their money. And I got a better idea. Budget your time and your life, because that is where the real value is. You see, it's not in money and fiat or anything that transacts between them. Although that's the fuel for the fire, right? So you got to remember to do that too, because that's physical reality. But having said that, what I want to say is we can do this so effectively if we start to recognize our individual power and we recognize the compound interest of living time. You know, the last 10 years of your life, wherever that is, wherever that falls, is going to be the most important, because that's where all of the knowledge and all the accumulated information, perhaps a little bit of wisdom, is granted you at that point in time where you can really do something with the compound interest of experience. This concept my oldest son gave me, Nicholas, was talking to me about this whole concept. Compound interest of experience. That's what we all have out there. And to collectively add that up, you know, and it's millions of years between us. And we can apply that. And we can deploy that as sovereign souls, as individuals, in each and every way that we can, each and every day that we choose to do whatever it is that we're doing with intention, not unconsciously, not sleepwalking through life, warming a bench, and thinking we're doing something because we're parroting all the right words and parroting all the right phrases and saying all the right things that are going to get us our tickets out of here. And that isn't what it's about, you see. It's about creating what we are here constructively, not falling into the flesh of who we are and what the world is, but recognizing we have something to do here, each and every single sovereign soul, all of us. Now, not later, not tomorrow, not when we retire, not when something else happens, but right now, we get to choose what we do every day, and we can redirect this into a reconstruction of what we see by acting on what we know to be right and true. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the simplest concept of all, and it's called faith. Believe you're creating the image and likeness of the Creator, and then you might even start behaving that way, because it will change the way you think of yourself and the way you decide to create in the world. So let's create constructively. This is Dr. Nick Baggage on this Friday afternoon in most of the country, still before noon in mine. We'll be right back.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run, it'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at the cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient. People are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crises going on, get your storable food now.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Nick Begich. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And welcome back, and it's good to be here again on Friday afternoon in most of the country and around the world. You know, thinking about all this before the break, in talking about the concept of reality creation, and I want to roll back again historically for me and sort of what does that all mean, you know, and there's a lot of dimension to this, and most people know a lot of the work I've done over the years dealing with the technology side, the technocracy, and what it would look like, and how it would be shaped and formed and created, and all that has happened. It's all right here in all of our faces right now, and Jim Rodrick, Gene Manning, and others who worked with me and researched with me way back when saw it all coming. And we wrote about it and we published it and it's now here. and no surprises, okay? But I've been an optimist the whole time. People go, what? How can you do that? You know, and the whole time, everyone who came at me, I mean, believe me, everyone came at me and in all different ways. And a lot of times they were victims. That's how they started the conversation. I'm a victim of whatever, you know, and they get into their dialogue. And I appreciate that. And I have empathy and compassion for every victim of anything. But most people are the victim of deciding how they would react to whatever's befalling them. Because I can tell you, every living soul I've ever met has had trauma, misery, have fallen down, been beaten up, and stood back up, or they're dead. And a lot of my friends are dead. Unfortunately, they lived long lives, most of them. A few of them didn't. But what I can say about all that is, it's in the living, in your time, and how you deal with it and what you do with it, not on the station that you think you hold in life, because I've seen it all, ladies and gentlemen. I've seen it all in terms of wealth. I've seen it. I've seen some of the wealthiest people in the world have been my friends, and I see how they live. It's not how I live, not how I would want to live, actually, having seen it. A lot of things people wish for, if you ever get a chance to see it, you might not. But what I do know is where you're standing is where you need to be, and that's where the game begins. If you decide to do something, whatever it is, and here's the biggest secret of all, there are no small things. And I've said it a bunch of times, and people go, oh, yeah, there are, and you fall right back into the trap again. But there aren't. There's things that that require doing, and part of the reality creation thing is that intention. And when people join together with an intention, then things happen. If you take an action, step into what you know to be right and true is an action thing. You know, that's faith, acting on something, not just theorizing it in your head or parroting a bunch of words. It's doing something and learning by that doing in the reality of where we live. Now, what Eldon and these other guys are talking about in the multiverse, you know, the multi-universe and what it's constructed of, is what physics is telling us today in the 21st century. It's nothing new or mysterious. It's not occult and evil. It's just the math of it, okay? And we figure out the math of it. Like, we know there's gravity and electricity. You figure the math out. It doesn't take anything away from God, for goodness sakes. Anything. It just helps us see a little more form. But here's what happens is people confuse the form with the essence of it. And this is where we all get screwed up and start evaluating the thingness of it instead of the essence of it. And this is what we're doing in our world, what we call our world, this thing that we keep screwing up in a million different ways. You know, we have fake food, fake news, fake whatever, you know, make the list, make your own list. Medicine, how about that one? Fake medicine, fake government, fake politics. You know, we're all sick of it. You know what? Why Donald Trump won, it wasn't because he was the greatest, most articulate speaker in the world. It was because he was the most authentic. You know, he was the most believable because at least you knew absolutely what you were going to get. And so far, you know, by and large, I think a lot of it's been achieved. Although, boy, are they working hard. That's globalism. Because it works against that type of radical change that's unscripted, unrehearsed. You know, because that's what they cannot defend against. The spontaneous truth of who we are. And that's what we're each called to be. True to who we are, even if it's ugly, messy, and a little disheveled, it's okay. If you're true to who you are and you're interested in remembering what you are, maybe behaving a little bit differently, because I think we can learn from some of the things we're observing too. And sometimes it's good to have a different voice. And there's a lot of different voices in the world that I'm not going to say one is better than the other, because they're not. They just need to be heard. And then we get to decide what we're going to do, each of us, and not be pushed along like a wave. But, you know, not even being an obstacle in the way, but knowing that you're on the wave and you're surfing on it and not being towed under, you know? And so that's really it. And so when I'm thinking about, when I go into these programs and I think about what do I know that I really want to convey, I could talk to you about science, which is where a lot of people get lost, you see, because then they get all excited about that science and all the magic they think it can do. But here's what I know is the essence of what we are is that so-called magic that they're looking for. And that's a crummy word. I really hate that word. It denotes too many things that are have too much garbage attached to it. But let me just say the miraculous nature of things, when we begin to discover it in the small things, is what leads to the possibilities. And when we do that independently as living souls, as sovereigns, then the world changes one breath at a time by us changing the way we see it and doing it with intention. Because here's what I learned about words and why I take this work so seriously. When I say something that's going to try and change the way you behave or the way you think or what you think about, I'm partially responsible for that. I'm not CNN. I'm not the mainstream. I'm a human being, and I'm responsible for what I say and the influence that it carries. And I want to influence you to do what you personally believe is right and true and to do it in an honorable way and a way that honors the belief system that you say you embrace, if you say you embrace any. And if you don't, I feel sorry for you. Because there's a lot to be said for what can happen, what is happening. Because on the other side of all this bad news is the other side of the bad news, right? Only it's greater than that. It's not just a dualistic system. That is not it. That is a really poor representation of it. And that's the part that breeds all the fear that causes globalists to think the way they do and do what they do. Because they think this is all there is. And then they discover, wait, there's this other thing. And the physics showed them there's this other dimension. And now they're a little bit nervous, you know, because what's over there? You know, and what people don't realize is we're standing in the middle of it. We just, our tuner, these senses that we have, only can see a part of that. And the other part of this is something deeper, something we need to remember. It's the core of who we are as created living beings. And here's the big fear of globalists, is that enough of us will find that in us and begin acting in this way, individually knowing we're in concert already. No group to form, we're already standing in it. The majority already exists. It's a majority of one, and it starts with you, each and every one of us. Take the breath of life and express yourself in this world in a different way. This is Dr. Nick Begich. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Listening to The Alex Jones Show with Nick Begich.
And welcome back. You know, I always forget to mention my website, earthpulse.com. You're welcome to go there. There's a lot being done there right now in the background. You don't see it. I'm not marketing anything there. If you're interested in any of my books or videos, it's the InfoWars store where those are available. I'm making my website just informational, so that's going to change pretty quickly, probably in the next week or two. You know, when I think about all of this, and, you know, in the context of preparing for a program, you always, I say this every week, you know, I always think I have a program planned, and then this happens, and it always works out just fine. And I so appreciate the ability to do live radio, and for those who get the video feed, the TV feed, and television feed or video feed. And, you know, people forget all of these are archived at band.video, and you need to go there. And you can do a search under Begich, B-E-G-I-C-H, do a search, and you'll find all the stuff we've done the last couple of years while I've been doing these broadcasts. And there's a lot there. And all of the other hosts are there as well. And, you know, we cover a lot of different topics. I try to cover things that others don't, because I think being informed really kind of returns a little bit of our power back to us. And I think that's what InfoWars has always been about. Why Alex and I have worked together for a quarter of a century. And I work with everyone. You know, I work with over 200 radio and television producers in my life and produce probably now over, well over 4,000 hours of, or programs, actually. I don't know how many thousands of hours on top, bottom run long. But this is what it has been about, is informing and being informed. And that means that you study a lot, you read a lot, and then you condense it down and you try and deliver it. And we do it spontaneously. You know, we don't script it. There's no telemonitors or whatever, prompters or whatever they call them, running. We just do our thing. And it happens, you know, and people envision this big production. And on Alex's side, it is. It takes a lot to run that. You know, I got the easy side. You know, I show up in front of a camera here in my home and poof, everything happens. The magic happens. The guys in the production side get the graphics dialed in. They get the sound just right, everything, you know, and we get to do this together, all of you. Together with us, we do this. And that's what makes it so incredible and why I keep doing it, you know, and why Alex keeps doing it, why we all keep doing our bit. And here's the thing that we also know. It has made a difference. It continues to make a difference individually and collectively in terms of how things go. So now is the hour. You know, I mean, it's, if there ever was a time for us to start acting a little bit. You know, everyone has been in neutral, right? We've been sort of on involuntary lockdown. You know, we've been, what do they call it, house arrested, whatever you want to call it, you know, quarantined or whatever nice words to give you a different picture. But here's what I would say about all of it, is we certainly had time to think for a change and to have not flutter of a lot of other distractions, although survival is kind of a big distraction for most of us in the world. And so, you know, thinking about this, though, let's not be the victims of it, of anything anymore. Let's figure out what has real value. And here's part of the delusion that we've been given by the world, that fiat money is how we have to plan our lives. So we budget our money and we budget our life. We budget all this stuff. But we don't think about the fact that we're spending, we say it all the time, we're spending our time. We're spending our time. Yep, and the meter's not getting any fuller. You know, your money, your bank account goes up and down, up and down, up and down, but you expire like me and everyone else on the planet because we're all in this together and no one gets out of the physical reality alive, at least. But here's the point of it. It should have a point, right? Individually, for you, your point, your calling, your mission. You go, oh, I don't know what it is this or that. How about it's just what you're doing, and now you need to reform it consciously, take control of it, and choose how you're going to guide yourself through your life. Because no one's going to do it for you. And too many people are standing around waiting for someone to tell them what to do. See, when I started, I wouldn't form a group. I wouldn't form an organization. I wouldn't do any of that. I wouldn't, because I had done that all my life. I'd seen all that. And you know what happens when you start doing that? People get confused about what they're doing. And then you got a hierarchy and someone's at the top. And I don't believe in that. See, for this kind of work, I do it differently. I flip that upside down, and the leader is at the bottom holding everything else up, you know, and he's shadowed by everything else. You don't even see him. That's the real leader. That's you. That's you in your house, in your family, with your friends, in your workplace. That's you in the shadow of a greater thing that you get to participate in. That's what I am. You just think I'm standing up here. I'm not. I'm under this thing, because that's where it happens. Where the rubber meets the road. I'm in the shadow of this thing. And you guys, all of us together, are that thing, you know, that consciousness is changing the world by doing stuff together and not getting confused about our part in it, thinking we have a big part when all of them are small. All of them. In the universe's perspective, you think God thinks anything we're doing is big? You know, get real.
You know, that's so ridiculous to even think about that, all right? I mean, it's so ridiculous when you put it in that frame of thinking. And that's part of what I do see, because words help us see the picture that I'm trying to convey. And I think that's my gift. That's why I do radio. That's why I talk to you about what's important to me and you, I think, I hope. And as long as I have something to say, somebody said, you know, what do you have to say? And that's kind of what I started with today. I thought, you know, what am I going to call this program? I wrote it down. It says, what do I have to say? Is it worth saying? Why do I do it? You know, those are my notes for the day, right? Part of them anyway that I got through in an indirect sort of way. But I do it because I know it matters. It makes a difference. I know that I can help us see things maybe a little differently. Not that I want you to see it my way. I just want to make sure at least I'm saying it the way I'm meaning it, and that it's registering in the way I'm intending it, and not offending you, because that would never be my intention, ever. But what I do intend to do is to move you, to wake you up, to shake you a little bit with thinking. And a lot of my work in the past, people, boy, aren't you afraid? Aren't you afraid of revealing and discovering all this? It never was once. I discovered that a long time ago. I thought, you know, like breathing again, you know. And it's fearlessness, which a lot of my friends have in common. Now, at a younger age, it was a little bit reckless along with fearlessness. And as you get older, you get a little less reckless, but stay fearless, you know. But you gain hopefully a little wisdom and a little tap on the shoulder along the way by God to wake you up a little bit. And usually it's trauma, you know, and we all experience it. And I say that a lot because we're in it right now again, all of us are in the thick of it. And now is a time, and this is time I'm taking as well, and I've mentioned it in the last segment, is to plan, to lay out where you're headed. And you don't have to have a big detailed plan. You know, I'm working on mine. I did one 20 years ago. Be like, wow, what does the Dr. Nick Begich plan look like? You know, that must be a big, thick volume. No, you know what it is? My 20-year plan turned into 4 pages, half a page for each 5 years. And they're statements of intention. Where am I going? What am I doing? What am I trying to do? And why am I doing it? You know, and in those increments, and where do I want to be at this point in my life? And then how do I want to carry what I'm doing, what I believe my calling is, and what I am, how I express myself? These are what I'm talking about. We can each do this right now. And now we can be effective creators in the world. If we actually have a plan, we can begin to chart a course. And it doesn't have to have all the details filled in, but a direction. And then here's how the detail part works. Step in to the next step. The thing you know will carry it forth further and farther, that you believe in, that you know absolutely with full faith of your individual sovereign soul that you can do it. And you know that you're not walking alone. You walk with the creative force of all creation when you step into what you were intended to do. And I mean, you're not going to stumble around every once in a while. You will. But your brother will be there and your sister will be there to pick you up. And this is the tip of the spear. And this is to lift you up on this 24th hour, few moments to midnight. But we're still breathing. We're still standing. And have a great weekend. Think positively about what we're doing and then execute your plan.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs
become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. Protogrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why Protogrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.